We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit elkhorncomputer.com, then give us a call. elkhorncomputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
Rocking and rolling our way through a hump day show. Been a fun show. Sage Rosenfeld's money. Jim Brandstatter, Michigan play-by-play voice. Looks like Higdon and Evans, the two running backs, are going to be able to play this weekend. And certainly all eyes are on Adrian Martinez and what is going to happen with him. He did practice again today. Full pads, went through everything. I think Wednesday's a pretty big day for this staff and how they practice. I think the fact that he was able to get through today and everything's looking good is a good sign. But nevertheless, they're playing things close to the vest and going to see how things look on Saturday for that knee. The line has moved. It went up to 19, might even get up to 19 and a half yesterday. It's down to 17 in favor of the Wolverines. So it's seeing a little bit of fluctuation back and forth. Be curious to talk to Payne a little bit on Friday, just what his thoughts are on a game like this. Just so hard. I mean, it's one of those games that until you know the status of Martinez, you don't really know what to think, because it's if I know that Martinez is healthy, I mean, I will take Nebraska plus 17 all day, every day. But if he's not, then that's going to change things big time. 402-951-1620. All right, we got to shift gears. Get two, three, and
first down. Not that it's normally serious, but it's a very silly three and out today.
Okay.
Very silly.
I'm all about that.
But for first down, I got to change up the music for just a tad.
What happened?
For just a tad, because I got to play this.
Oh,
did you all see?
I saw the news.
Who's going to perform the Super Bowl halftime
show? I saw the news.
It's who performs this song. Maroon 5.
You know my stance. You know my stance on who should. There should be it should be mandated that Bruno Mars
should be there every day, every year.
Until further notice, Bruno Mars performs at halftime. So, yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Who did last year?
It was JT.
It was, wasn't it?
And the show was just okay.
It wasn't great. Bruno.
I have low expectations for this.
Yeah,
very low
expectations. I saw Maroon 5 in concert. I mean, it's
very
not.
Low.
It's a. They're not a. You know, there's not all acts are created equal. Like, they're not going to be a spectacle, if that makes sense.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you have some people that put on a show, and there's just, you know, there's bells and whistles, and I just don't think there'll be anything like that. I mean, just who would vote no on Bruno Mars?
Proposition Bruno Mars. I'd vote yes. I
run
would
on that.
He's killed it every
campaign
time he's been there.
People, what you need to do. So
there you go. You get to listen to Maroon 5 at the Super Bowl halftime.
All right. Not even in Super Bowl.
Just get rid of that.
All right.
Get rid of that crap.
Anyway.
Second down. You've already talked about this, but I'm going to do it again just because it made me recall a soundbite that we played on the show several years ago. But Ryan Held had a quote that's been circulating around the internet. He says, at the end of the day, this is Rocky IV. Nobody thinks we can win this game. National people don't think we can win this game. We have to be able to rally, come together as a group, go on the road, get on that airplane like Rocky Balboa did, and frickin' beat Ivan Drago!
That's awesome.
That's what we have to do.
I like it.
That's kind of where we're at. And we're going to keep fighting to get this done. So with that in mind, I'm going to you all probably forgot about this, but I'm going to remind you. Ivan Drago and a certain coach that you are very fond of.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember.
Yes.
I didn't know where you were going with it. Now I remember.
Yeah, he was in, was it Rocky IV? Ivan Drago. But yeah, I must break you.
Is that me screaming
it's
in the
you,
back?
It's you. I couldn't find
the original?
The solid clip. I couldn't find it, but I found the podcast from the show where we played that. It was just the first thing. It's just the first place my mind went.
Yeah, I forgot about
first
that.
Place.
Forgot
yeah,
about
I, he was in, was it Rocky IV? you know, Ivan Drago.
I must break you.
That's great. I forgot about that. Listen, that's
Bill Self,
to your
listen to me
scream
screaming
in
could
the back.
Could you imagine if I was in the media scrum with that?
In the back row. Listen to this.
It's so good.
He was talking, of course, about
Isaac Haas of Purdue.
That's right. I was like, why would
talking
he
about Isaac Haas?
Yeah, he was in. Was it Rocky IV? Ivan Drago.
I must break you.
Bill. So imagine Ryan Day, not Ryan Day, Ryan Held, and Bill Self.
They liked it. Hey, I will welcome
very
all
similar.
Any Rocky IV reference.
Very
I'm,
similar.
I'm on board with. I'm in on.
Third down. We're actually going to get third down today.
Look at that. Poor defense.
Yeah, I saw this earlier. The Big Lead tweeted out a video, and it was much longer. I cut down a three-minute video down to a minute six.
Ooh.
But Will Cain and Stephen A. Smith on First Take today
where they are, you
got in a big fight about, has Mike Tomlin lost the Steelers' locker room? Something to argue about. And it led to classic Stephen A. Smith.
If this exact situation, if this litany of things I rattled off for you that's gone down in Pittsburgh happened in another city, oh, I don't know, maybe one down south,
you might say, what can go wrong? You're giving Pittsburgh a pass, you don't give anybody else.
Excuse me, Mike Tomlin has won 65% of his games. You do not get to bring up somebody that can't win a damn playoff game.
Not with Jason Garrett. Come out.
If you're going to bring up an argument against Mike Tomlin, don't be like some idiot caller the other day in my radio show that brought up Marvin Lewis as a comparison, and you damn sure better not bring up Jason Garrett. I mean, don't just stop it. Bring up somebody that has some kind of championship pedigree.
One more. That's great that you want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I'm in the business personally of telling it the way that it is.
When the hell did you have a monopoly on telling it how it is? When did that happen?
In fact, when we are in disagreement, I have a monopoly on the truth because I'm the
really?
One that's right.
Hell no, you don't. I'm still waiting.
I'm not the only one saying this stuff.
So?
Good God, mama. I love it so much.
Oh, my God.
There's one bit in here.
I'm sure. Better not bring up Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett. I'm glad you said that. Guess who is who in this clip?
Which is mine doctored or was that really how it was?
No, that's undoctored.
Oh man, I have got skills. Let's be honest.
You out, Stephen A. Stephen A.
Does he want a piece of me?
Yeah, bring it on.
Come on,
bring it on.
Stephen A.
Him. Once he's done fighting,
Jason Garrett,
he'll go after you. Oh, so good.
Whoa.
I don't care. Like,
I can't
so
do
many,
that.
So many people despise Stephen A. They hate Stephen A. You guys can go in your corner and hate on Stephen A. I love Stephen A.
Stephen A.
Because I know what he is.
He's a WWF character.
Yes.
He's a WWF
character. Of course he is.
Jason Garrett.
Good God.
People don't talk like that in real life. Whoa. Embrace Stephen A. Love Stephen A. Our sports television would be so much different without Stephen A. You realize that, right?
Jason Garrett!
Some would argue it'd be better without Stephen A.
I don't think so. I love every bit of him.
I think if I sent that to ESPN, they'd be like, we can't put this guy in First Take. He would destroy Stephen A. Smith. They should replace
Max Kellerman with you. That's my idea.
I could out-whoa him.
Of course you could. Of course you could.
You're giving Pittsburgh a...
I can't believe I did that doctor. That's how I did it, huh? I mean, seriously, that's amazing.
It's undoctored. That's 27 woes in 3 seconds.
That's a lot of woes. I feel like
I'm channeling.
I'm tired listening to that.
Channeling your inner Stephen A.
Whoa.
Who is the? Hey Siri, who is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
Jason Garrett.
That is a lot of
man. If they could replace Siri with Stephen A. Smith, I would pay any amount of money to buy that iPhone.
Jason Garrett.
That is an emphatic Jason Garrett.
That's three and out.
Oh, man. Go check out the podcast. Best 45 minutos of the show. Put it up every single day. Reminder, tomorrow, Coogler, Munson, Danny Woodhead, all coming up tomorrow, right? It's all coming up tomorrow. All right. We'll get our crossover game right next.
Jason Garrett.